Lake Effect continues here on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Hughes Family Band falls under the country music category, but their background comes from heavy rock and punk, making for an interesting blend of grit and southern fried country. The Hughes Family Band like to call their sound bar boogie, and they shared some of it with us at a recent stop in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Here's their song, 100 Tears.
Well, she calls me up just to bring me down. Yeah, it gets her off. She's the baddest around. She don't take no shit. She only gives in. The scorched earth approach. No one can win. Sure can. I see you out at the show. You know I get that same feeling as you. I know you'll cry 100 tears before every night. See you out at the show. You know I get that same feeling as you. I know you'll cry 100 tears.
That was 100 Tears from the Hughes Family Band. They are here in studio with me right now. We have Ian Hughes on guitar, Connor Lemieux on bass, Bryce Kudrovich on drums, Nathan Hughes on keyboard, and Johanna Rose on backup vocals. Thank you all so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
So, you know, I've seen your style described in a number of different ways. Honky-tonk, southern fried country, which I had thought was just a food descriptor. But how do you explain your sound to the kind of uninitiated?
Just bar boogie, mostly. Just getting drunk, having some drinks with the lady, and dancing and playing country music. A little bit of rock and roll mix in there, and yeah, I don't know what else you'd want.
Yeah, so bar boogie is just kind of like the kind of music that you want to dance to in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're at an old saloon or you're at some just dive bar and somebody's playing rock and roll or country and you're like, hell yeah, all right, let's do it.
You know, you mentioned saloons inside of that. And to me, saloon says like old country. And when I listen to your music, I think of like old country songs and it feels inspired by that kind of vibe. And I've seen a lot of Milwaukee bands that are cropping up with that kind of inspiration. What is it about that sound that really speaks to you?
Milwaukee's it's a city of bars. There's, you know, corner bar in every place. Everyone has their own little spot, and so maybe there's some kind of romance about going to a dirty old bar, you know, smoky pool room, and listening to old country music and having a beer with your friends.
And that's like the atmosphere. And sometimes the content is maybe like I cheated on my woman, or my woman done me wrong, or, you know, a combination of all the stuff where the bar is just where that's the only answer for
it. Yeah,
you.
It's the home.
Yep.
It's home base.
Yeah.
So, your next song, Golden Light, can you tell us a bit about that?
I wanted to write a song that was kind of a gospel-esque song where, you know, it's this idea of the golden light, but then there's the double meaning that it's just about drinking beer. So it's kind of a gospel song with a lot of those kind of like hymnal type themes, but it's really just about drinking beer and kind of our experiences all living in River West and having fun together and the good times and the bad times.
All right, well, here is Golden Light from the Hughes Family Band.
You're itching for some kicks, but you ain't got no money. And you wanna stay up, see that warm sunshine. Stand on up, and drink it from that cup. Cup of that simple golden light. Hard times will find us in the city. Do it wrong when you try to do right.
That was Golden Light from the Hughes Family Band. Thank you all so much. So you've been recording some new music recently. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, we've taken a couple trips to Madison to record what initially was just going to be, you know, a couple songs that, you know, developed into a full-length 10-song what'll be album. And it's been a lot of fun working with Kyle Motor, recording onto tape, which has been a new experience for some of us. But yeah, we've been having a blast with him. We work really well with him, and it's exciting to do a full length because it will be able to, you know, kind of better encompass who we are as a band and kind of show all of our different sounds together.
So the hope is that the album essentially sounds like you do when you perform a live show, but not doing exactly a live album.
Well, no. I mean, it's all of the bare bones were tracked live, so piano, guitar, bass, drums, all of that is
all the
tracked.
Lead vocals.
Yeah, we did like the four main components, and then we did vocals on top of it. And yeah, it's essentially like when it's all said and done, it will be what you see at a live show, like with the horns, and like when we can do the whole family.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Involved,
then
yeah.
That's the same thing.
That's the extended family.
Yeah, it's the extended family.
Well, and you have a new member of perhaps your unextended family, Johanna.
Oh, hi there.
Now, Johanna, how long have you been performing with the Hughes Family Band?
We did a extended family show, and that was the first time that I performed with them.
So you're about to head out on a small tour, pretty far south. What is it like performing music that I think a lot of us think of as traditionally Southern as a band from Wisconsin?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, we'll know until it gets there. Rock and roll is rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
If you like it, you like
rock
it.
And roll will never
but,
die.
Yeah, yeah, if you like it, you like it.
All right, so what do you have for us to take us out?
There's a song called Take Your Place that'll be on the new record.
All righty. Well, thank you all of the Hughes Family Band, at least the unextended family, for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
I gotta find something to take your place. Head for whiskey or a police chase. I'm not saying that I'm down and out, but I feel like I'm stuck floating around to find something to take your place. Cause I've been busting through state lines across golden fields and neon signs. Will I change your name and I change yours? I'm not coming back for you. You and me, well, we won't ever see you no eye to eye, so we can be a fine something to take your place. So bad and I miss your touch, but a fool in love is foolish enough to find something to take place. Cause I've been bleeding for some time, but I'm bandaged up and I'm doing fine. Well, change your name, I should change yours too. I'm not coming back for you. You and me, well, we won't ever see you no eye to eye, so we can be a fine something to take your place. It's coming soon. That you were by my side, telling me where I'm wrong and where you're right. Time will make it better, you see. You'll be alright, and I'll still be me. But I gotta find something to take your place. Can't find a woman to take your place. Cause I've been busting through state lines across golden fields and neon signs. Will I change your name and change yours too? I'm not coming back to you. You and me, we will never see you no eye to eye, so we can't be a fine something to take your place. You and me, we won't ever see you no eye to eye, so we can't be a fine something to take your place.
That was the Hughes Family Band in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. They spoke with Joy Powers, and you can catch them this Friday night at the Flat Out Friday official after party at the Cooperage in Milwaukee.